Go ahead.
So we should start from the beginning.
Yeah.
Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org or like us on Facebook.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto, and this is Cinema Classics.
It is. But who is Casey Affleck?
Who is Casey Affleck? It's not a mystery.
He's appearing in Out of the Furnace now.
Yeah.
And
alongside of Christian Bale.
Yes, right. And prior to this year, I saw him in Ain't Them Bodies Saints.
Right.
Very impressed.
So to answer your question, Casey Affleck is the lesser-known brother of Ben Affleck, who you referred to as, what was that little summation? He said, good director.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, brother of Ben Affleck, good director and poor actor.
I'm sure he would appreciate that really succinct summation of his career. Yeah, Casey Affleck is an interesting performer because he has been overshadowed so long by Ben Affleck. And he, you know, brothers of famous actors are always weird because you can't look at them without thinking of their sibling. You can't look at them as some sort of weird variation of their sibling. Like, remember all the Baldwin brothers and...
Well, currently, the Hemsworth boys.
Yes, right.
Chris and Liam.
Well, they just look really similar, as opposed to one doesn't look like a weird version of the other one. But Casey Affleck does look like this emaciated version of Ben Affleck.
He is.
And so,
smart.
You know what I mean? Like, if Ben Affleck ever played, like, if Ben Affleck was going to be in the Matthew McConaughey role in Dallas Buyers Club, he just cast Casey Affleck. No, but anyway, Casey has been overshadowed and by Ben, but also he has, apart from looking strikingly different, thin and angular.
Big blue eyes, though.
Yeah.
He's got a handsome look to him.
He also has this strange way of speaking. He has, like, a strange voice
that's
kind of up.
Yeah,
it rides up high and, in his head, you know.
Mm-hmm. And it makes him youthful and maybe more youthful than he is. Mm-hmm. And it gives us a sense that he's an innocent, you know, among the wolves.
But an interesting thing has happened. Because back in 2007, Casey Affleck appeared in two films. One was the assassination of Jesse James by the coward Robert Ford, right?
Yep.
And the other one was directed by his brother, Gone Baby Gone.
Yes.
It was Ben Affleck's directorial debut, as I recall, and of a Dennis Lehane novel, right? Boss set in Boston, crime drama. And... Ben Affleck, I thought, was really generous in letting Juan, his brother, take the screen. But also, it allowed Ben Affleck to sink his teeth into the directing role in a way that, you know, clearly he's shown to have quite a bit of skill at. But it also gave Casey Affleck, I think, a confidence that he didn't have before.
Sure.
And a comfort. And he really came into his own that year as an actor.
Yeah, and Casey has a depth and a kind of mumblecore bit about him that you have to listen a little bit carefully, but it also gives the sense that maybe there's a great deal going on inside his head. And I always think he gives a very good impression of a young guy who's truly searching, is lost, and is probably going to be lost most of his life.
Yeah.
And this is why I like so much this current one, Ain't Them Body Saints, because he's playing a kind of modern Clyde Barrow.
Mm-hmm.
And he is just moving, hurtling toward disaster and trying to get back to his girlfriend after he's jumped prison.
Yeah, clearly a movie inspired by Terrence Malick's Days of Heaven.
Got it.
Yeah. I mean, it looks very much like that film.
And I don't think this is the first West Texas role that he has played.
No.
So he fits very well, that kind of insidious but boyish character.
Mm-hmm.
So Casey Affleck in Gone Baby Gone has one of his first roles where he's a mature human being, a detective looking for a kidnapped baby, it becomes very complicated.
Yeah.
And he has that kind of existential air about him, a man who doesn't quite understand himself, a boy man, better.
Right.
And who's being shown things that he has never seen before, even as a detective.
Yeah, yeah. He's kind of like his brother. Like, if you would crack Ben Affleck open and pull out everything that was interesting, you'd find Casey Affleck inside of there, maybe.
Good one.
You know, he gave a really great performance in The Assassination of Jesse James. A very introverted, kind of moody, hard to pin down performance.
He played Robert Ford.
Yeah.
He assassinated Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
and he's a bad boy.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the film, you're not quite sure where he's going with himself, although we historically know where he's going.
Right.
But there's no real indication that he's as bad as he finally shows himself to be in shooting that famous man in the back.
I think the movie fails him in some ways, because I think that's probably the best I've seen Casey Affleck been cast. He does have that sort of scrawny, I don't know, the physicality of maybe somebody you might come across in the Old West, you know?
Yes.
Kind of hungry.
Yeah, hungry is the best word.
Yeah. He looks hungry.
Yeah, he does.
Somebody should give that guy a sandwich.
Yeah, what would Shakespeare would call it, the lean and hungry look.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And, I think he's well cast and ain't those bodies saints.
Ain't them body saints.
Ain't them body saints, which I don't think you saw.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, and so I think you would find him to have carried his role from being Robert Ford into this role.
Mm.
Again, another kind of Southwestern motif here that makes him, you know, he's just insidious. You're not quite sure because he's so darn boyish.
Yeah.
But in this case, he's lost it. You know, he's taken his other, whereas other characters, I think, appear somewhat sane, he's lost it the minute he bolts from prison.
Right.
Goes back to this girl. He's just fixed on getting back to her and getting back to his child and so on. But anyway, it works very well for him.
Well, I'm curious to see how his career pans out as he matures and begins to look less boyish. You know, Leonardo DiCaprio suffered from the same kind of problem. He's a great actor, but he's limited by his boyish looks. Yep. Now, DiCaprio is a stronger actor. He has a wider range, and he's more emotionally intense. He can tap into things that I don't think Casey Affleck can. And I think that's gotten DiCaprio into parts he shouldn't be cast in. You know what I mean? DiCaprio has played parts like Revolutionary Road.
J. Edgar Hoover,
right?
Yeah, right.
I mean, he's got the chops to play the guy, but his face does a disservice to him.
He doesn't. But Casey Affleck, too, has another role, a recurring role in the Ocean's films,
mm-hmm.
in which he plays the driver, kind of a toss-off for him. There's nothing that you could say is terrific there, just that he's being involved with the heavier-duty cast. It looks like he's arrived.
Yeah. I think not looking like Ben Affleck has afforded him some an interesting path that he can take, because he doesn't have to worry about that so much. It is limiting. His looks are limiting.
Yeah.
But in a way, because he doesn't look like his brother, he's not this great glamour puss, it must free him in a lot of other ways. Out of the Furnace looks to be another Ain't Them Bodies Saints type of part, you know, kind of romanticized, in over his head loser.
Yeah.
And this might be his signature part, you know, that he really can nail.
Don't forget that 3 years ago he played in The Killer Inside Me.
Oh, yeah,
and
that's
again,
right.
And that's another raging inside guy. From the outside looks benign, but he turns out to be, he'll murder anybody.
Did you feel I felt he was miscast in that part.
I think you used over his head. I think he's been over his head. He's not quite.
Well, if he's in over his head, that tells me he's been miscast.
Yeah, I know. And I think you're probably right, mm-hmm. except that that's a role that's preparing him for the kind of roles that he's going to play later on, which may be Out of the Furnace.
You know, I would like to see, actually, one, I would like to see Ben Affleck direct more. He's 3 for 3 in, as far as good films go. But I would like to see him direct his brother more, because I think he can get at places inside of his brother that maybe even Casey Affleck isn't aware of.
Early on, I was impressed when he, in 2002, now that's, so that's, how many years ago? 11 years ago?
Wow, that's a, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. We didn't need a calculator to do that kind
but
of
anyway,
math.
He played in Jerry.
Yeah, it was a weird little movie.
With Gus Van Sant directing. Mm-hmm. And then he and
Matt Damon. Matt
three, two, one. He and Matt Damon are out walking in the desert, and it's a nowhere film.
Oh, yeah. It's just two guys walking around in the desert. That's it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Gus Van Sant being really kind of coy and yeah. playful as a director and yeah. deliberately artsy. And these two guys, it's a clever experiment.
It's a curiosity. There are some moments when they actually have dialogue mm-hmm. that it becomes interesting.
Yeah.
But there's very little place for it to go because they're out somewhere like the Mojave Desert or something. It feels
yeah,
like
right.
it anyway. And they're walking and they suddenly realize that they don't know where they're going.
Yeah.
They're lost. And like their characters, like themselves, they're lost.
Here's a question for you. We know Casey Affleck can brood. We know he can go blank as in Jerry. We know that he can seem hungry. Do you think there's any that he can do comedy?
That's I knew you were going to ask that question. I don't think so.
Really?
I don't think so. The persona. Well, maybe I shouldn't say that because I didn't think George Clooney could. And he.
But
can
you
do
thought
something.
George Clooney couldn't because George Clooney looks like George Clooney.
You got it.
And you don't think a guy that good looking could be funny?
That's
now,
right.
My answer to that would be Cary Grant, who is always very funny.
Yes. Yeah.
And
yeah.
always devastatingly handsome.
But I'll tell you, Casey Affleck is what, in his early 30s now?
I guess. I don't know.
He's a long way to go. And you may be right in suggesting that if he turns to comedy, he could be successful. Who knows? He's been off and on, and as a young man, he has a filmography that's enviable, even with the losses in there.
Yeah. As long as he's a better actor than his brother, I think we're in good shape.
He already is.